I think the lads are were disappointed, obviously, to lose the game. But as I say, the performance was nothing to be ashamed about. In fact, I think we gave a really good account of ourselves and showed our home fans, which we haven't done up to now this season, what kind of football we can play. And that was against a Premiership outfit. And as I've said, I expect the lads then to translate that into league form.
Obviously, we touched on it the other night that you will want to try and repeat certainly the defensive elements against opposition who, in theory, shouldn't be as good as what you were playing the other night. Do you have to approach it in the same way as you've been doing with these cup ties now?
No, with us being at home and with it being a league game, I think we'll try and press a bit higher, try and play further up the pitch. And as I say, as we are at home, we need to start picking up results and points at home and start taking the game to two teams that come here, with it being Cardiff and sort of an unknown quantity what we was going to get with the team. We decided that we would line up similar to the way we played against Everton and the way we played against Middlesbrough. But I think league games here, we'll assess what team we're playing, what sort of game they play, where we're at with our personnel, and we'll get a game plan in place and in structure this morning in training, and we'll try and implement that tomorrow. It'll be different for each team we play, is what I'm trying to say.
Personnel, obviously a bit of a stumbling block at the moment. You had a brand new goalkeeper, teenagers on the subs bench, a midfielder at right, fullback. Is this just an occupational hazard? You just have to grit your teeth and get through it?
Well, there's nothing else we can do. We have a very small squad, and we've had a little bit of an injury spurt recently. These are all impact injuries, which you can't legislate for in the game, and it just so happens that it's three of our senior players who were actually playing in the team. With obviously Danny Webber being the exception, but like you say, you've got to. Like grind through it. There's nothing else we can do.
Burton Albion had a tough cup assignment themselves, went all the way to penalties in the week. Do you think that'll have any effect on the game this weekend?
I hope so. I hope they're very tired. Me and Paul Stevenson went to watch that game, and they were very organised, and we had a look at them and obviously wrote stuff down. We've been in all week again preparing the players for this game on Saturday, and we need to give them as much information as we possibly can to, as I've said before, to give them as much information as we can so they're as prepared as they can be.